Gardening by the Stars, a Celestial Guide to Planting in 2025. Because Mercury in Retrograde Shouldn't Ruin Your Tomato Crop, by Don Nicholas. As your intrepid gardening reporter and seeker of knowledge in all forms, terrestrial and celestial, I decided that 2025 would be the year I let the cosmos guide my planting decisions. Sure, I could stick to my usual method of consulting the farmer's almanac, my own two hands, and a well-worn trowel, but where's the fun in that? Instead, I took a deep dive into astrology, hoping that the universe had some hidden green thumb wisdom to share. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st, my cosmic calling to the garden. Born on December 6th at 12:55 a.m. Pacific Time, I'm a classic Sagittarius, adventurous, impatient, and occasionally convinced that I know everything. Naturally, my astrological planting guide suggested bold, fast-growing plants that wouldn't test my limited patience. That meant hot peppers, a nod to my love of spice, climbing beans, always reaching higher just like me, and a few experimental crops that no one in New England should probably attempt, like Meyer lemons in a whiskey barrel. But what about my gardening friends? I couldn't hoard the celestial wisdom all to myself. I had to look up what the universe had in store for them, too. Astrological Planting Guide for 2025. Because if the stars can determine your love life, why not your lettuce harvest? Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th. The Overachiever's Victory Garden. Capricorn's love structure, discipline, and results. Naturally, their garden should be full of hardy, high-yield crops that demand attention but reward persistence. Think Brussels sprouts, carrots, and winter squash. If anyone is capable of growing cabbages the size of bowling balls, it's a Capricorn. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th, the quirky urban farmer. Eccentric, experimental, and always ahead of the trend, Aquarians should embrace hydroponic gardening. Why dig in the dirt when you can have a high-tech indoor basil farm? Outdoors, they might take a gamble on unusual crops, purple potatoes, exotic mushrooms, or heirloom tomatoes with names that sound like indie bands. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. The dreamy water sign with a soft spot for flowers. Pisces might forget to water their garden, so they need plants that thrive on neglect. Lavender, chamomile, and a moonlit patch of night-blooming jasmine would soothe their artistic souls. They could also try a whimsical strawberry patch, assuming they don't get too distracted writing poetry about it. Aries, March 21st to April 19th, impulsive, fiery, and likely to start a garden war. Aries needs fast-growing crops to match their impatience, radishes, arugula, and snap peas. They might also enjoy a garden that lets them battle nature itself, like a row of thorny blackberry bushes or a jalapeno patch that fights back. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th, the gourmet gardener. Tauruses love food and comfort, so they should plant crops with luxurious flavors. Think butter lettuce, heirloom tomatoes, and an herb garden overflowing with thyme, rosemary, and basil. They'll probably spend more time lounging in their garden than weeding it, but that's very on brand. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. Can't decide. Plant everything. Geminis are the social butterflies of the zodiac and get bored easily, so they need variety. A mixed raised bed with colorful chard, peppers in every hue, and a salad mix that changes weekly will keep them entertained. Also, they should grow mint, because a Geminic summer is full of impromptu mojitos. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd, the sentimental gardener. Cancers love nurturing, so their garden should be full of homey, comforting crops. Potatoes, onions, and cucumbers would be ideal. Bonus points for planting something with family history. Maybe grandma's rhubarb or a tomato variety named after an old uncle. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd, the garden show-off. Leos won't be happy unless their garden is as grand as they are. Giant sunflowers, exotic melons, and anything that makes people say, "Wow, what is that?" are essential. They should also consider a pumpkin patch. After all, it's not a proper harvest without a dramatic fall photo shoot. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd. The Precision Planter. Virgos love order and efficiency, so their gardens will be the best organized in town. Neatly labeled rows of kale, meticulously spaced beets, and an herb garden that looks like a botanical diagram. Perfect. Virgos will also be the only ones who actually follow a crop rotation plan. Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd. The Aesthetic Gardener. Libras care about beauty, so their garden must be Instagram-worthy. Think edible flowers, ornamental kale, and a perfectly curated herb spiral. They're the ones who will match their garden trellis to their patio furniture. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st. The mysterious grower of strange things. Scorpios love intensity, so they should embrace dark, moody plants, blood oranges, black tomatoes, and anything labeled forbidden. They also might excel at growing medicinal herbs, for reasons. Final thoughts from the celestial greenhouse. Did astrology make me a better gardener? Well, the jury's still out on that. But one thing's for sure, I now have an excuse when my cucumbers don't sprout. Mercury was in retrograde. And if my hot peppers thrive? Clearly it was my Sagittarius fire energy at work. As for my gardening friends, whether they follow the stars or just the USDA planting guide, one thing remains certain. Spring is here, and the garden calls to us all. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to check my moon sign before deciding on my compost strategy.